Can you speak to the relationship of renunciation with, in the West we use the word very often, moderation.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of moderating is, do you see the relationship there? As something more black and white.
Oh, as soon as you start going into practice and it gets less black and white.
So that makes me think it's more like moderating.
Yes, because also when you think in terms of renunciation, it's not that one is renouncing every avenue of pleasure and happiness. It's moderating those habits or tendencies that keep leading one to sort of a frustrating end of experience. Even if it's pleasurable, then one ends up as kind of empty or hollow or frustrated at the end of it. Yeah.
I've been thinking about this thought of just holding things lightly,
mm-hmm.
in the relationship, and I think he kind of was on the same point.
Yeah, I think that moderation is in that sense of, again, moderation, middle way, but it isn't just because, oh, we'll only get a little bit of pleasure and it'll be okay. Because even a little bit of pleasure of the wrong kind is still unsatisfying. Whereas, say something like, say, renunciation is also should also be tempered with other clusters of wholesome qualities, so that we, by inclining the mind to renunciation and maybe encouraging the mind in, say, sangvega, which is like that sense of spiritual urgency, a sense of real say like a deep motivation that really wants to find a solution, an answer, and a way out. So that's a very wholesome and positive quality. Or the quality of pasada, of and pasada is like it's like the root of my name, Pasano, and it has different connotations of clearness, brightness, faith, joy, delight, so that that sense of clarity and brightness in terms of seeing clearly and experiencing a clear heart, clear mind, a faith and joy that one nourishes and through seeing and establishing oneself in Dhamma and Dhamma principles, Dhamma practice, nurturing those sources of happiness that really brighten and lift up the mind, lift up the heart. Those are, you don't really want to moderate those. So it's sort of like the and renunciation gives a opens the door into that experience. So yeah, moderation works in some places. Especially in terms, because we, you know, renunciation can sometimes be referring to, you know, certain elements of conduct. So then, okay, we need to really be moderate in some of our conduct, but we're always paying attention to those cause and result, the cause and condition, and the result that happens.
And that's tied to discernment.
Yeah, yeah.
So those two are together.
Those two work together. And also, in terms of a Dhamma practice, you know, one of the qualities that the Buddha always emphasizes is that yoniso manasikara, that wise attention, skillful reflection. So that is something that modulates and moderates our response to the world around us and to our own impulses. that inclination to nekamma, renunciation, and again, really trying to hold that nekamma as a barami. Like, well, this is really a force for transformation. So it's incredibly positive, incredibly wholesome. And the Buddha wouldn't make it into a barami if it didn't have these extremely beneficial results. And so that's something that is important, that aspect of recognizing that renunciation is a it's cultivated in a variety of ways, but oftentimes more like an underlying attitude or how we relate to things, so that we're willing to let go, to let things drop away.